Like I say, we appreciate that of the service today. Appreciate what we've heard, what our heart's been made to feel. I appreciate you being here in the service today. If you don't read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel. Daniel, the 12th chapter. I'm going to start with the first verse. I'd like to say that I appreciate the help that's been here today. It's been here this morning. Brother Bruce brought us a wonderful message this morning, Sunday school hour. Needful. Helpful. And it'll help you grow if you'll apply it to your life. Now, I don't know what I'm going to preach on altogether. Sometimes we think we do, and sometimes we don't. Maybe a little bit of I don't know. Just going to read to you. 12th chapter of the book of Daniel. Now the Lord had brought the three Hebrew children and Daniel through some things concerning the land of which they was in the midst of. They was in captivity for 70 years down in the land of Babylon. And they had took several young men and set them aside, you know, in the first part of Daniel. And they was going to feed them that of the king's meat. And Daniel and three others spoke up and said that they wasn't going to eat the king's meat nor drink his drink. You know the scripture. And though they was in captivity, they never did forget the Lord. They didn't forget where they was from. And they didn't forget who was with them. And Daniel was showed some things. He was showed some things that some of them had dreamed. And he was showed some things that some of them couldn't figure out. And some of their wise men couldn't interpret. And things of that nature. But that ain't all that Daniel was showed. Daniel was showed some things that was coming. So in the 12th chapter, the first verse. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them shall sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake. That sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed and sealed, closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white, and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to 1,335 days. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the 12th chapter, the last chapter of the book of Daniel. There's some things in here that we'd like to get around to, and I'll be quite frank with you. I don't know what we'll do, maybe which way we'll go, and all together like that. But nonetheless, this is what I had to read to you, and it's what I've got this morning in that of the message. Now, the Bible says here in the 12th chapter that the beginning, he said, and at the last time, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of Israel, children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in in the book. And it says, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contentment. But he said, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And he made mention here, and you might think, well, preacher, that don't really mean a whole lot to us. Well, it may not. That may not have anything in this world that even interest you. But I'd like to leave this with you. And it's, again, it's all I've got. I thought about some of the other scriptures, and I don't know that I'll get around to any of those. Lord help us, we may. But Daniel had saw some things, and he had wrote about some things that God had told him was coming to pass or was coming. And the Bible says here that he told Daniel in this day to shut up these things of which he had saw. For they were sealed, it says they're sealed up and closed. In other words, you can't open those things because they're not for this day. But he said they was for the end. Now, and there are some of them, you'll go back over into the New Testament and you'll find some scripture written in the book of St. Matthew, my friend. You'll find some in the 24th chapter. You'll find some in the 25th chapter. You'll find some in the 13th chapter. If you want to go and read some of them, I can't sometimes just take my time and get them all out. But I'll try my best to leave what I can with you today. There's some things that brethren was coming to the people that they never had seen nor had they ever heard of. Brethren, they did not know under the law and back in the Old Testament, they did not know what it was to be born again. They did not. They did not know what it was to be saved, as we call it, my friend, like we know it, because it had not yet come to pass. You'll find in the scriptures, my friend, that of the, when the fellowship was broken between Adam, between man and God. It was broken there in the garden, my friend, when sin entered the picture, my brethren. Fellowship with God was broken. And my friend, all down through the ages of time, there was no fellowship, my friend, of the Spirit between God and man. Now you might say, preacher, I've read where Abraham trusted God and Abraham had faith in God and Abraham believed God. He most certainly did with everything that was within him. And brethren, it was counted to him for righteousness. But he was not born again. He was not saved. That fellowship that Adam and God had in the beginning, my friend, was broken. Broken. It was not put together. There was a reason, my friend, and there was a day coming, brethren, that God would bring all things back to where they was in the beginning. The Bible teaches us that. The Bible also teaches us that he sent his son in that of this world. Did he not? The scripture teaches us. I'm just going to be honest with you today. Brethren, there's a lot of times that numbers don't mean a whole lot. Brethren, as we know naturally, and then there's a lot of times or several times, brethren, that he gets specific with the numbers that he speaks about. The Bible tells us here, my friend, he talks about the end. And when shall the end be? Now, I may be as far out under as you can get, but I'll give you all I can. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to feed you something that ain't the truth. And my friend, I don't want to feed you nothing that this Bible won't back up today. Brethren, we use this as a rule of authority. Brethren, and it was written. And we can use it for instructions in our everyday life. Yes, we can. He mentions some things in this scripture. And he makes mention. I'll reread it, if I may. Now, he says that when shall be the end of these wonders? What shall be the end of these wonders? This was what my friend was sealed up. Bible said that one stood on one side of the bank of the river and the other one stood on the other side of the bank of the river. But they was one in the midst of the river, clothed with linen. And he asked him, what shall be the end of these wonders? Now, brethren, I'm going to say this. Him that was in the midst of the river, thank God, was none other than Jesus Christ. My friend, and he's still in the midst of the river. Yes, he is. He said, and I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half times, or a half. Time, times, and a half. My friend, now I don't know about you, but he goes on down and he begins to talk. And I'd like to go to the book of Revelation and show you what, my friend, he's talking about in the days of Daniel. But it don't take, there's a lot of scripture before you get there. Yes, they are. Glory to God. It might not mean very much to you, and I'll be quite frank with you. I'm probably not the one that ought to be preaching this to you, but I'm going to preach it all that I've got if God will help me this morning. You think about it. Times, you remember that. Time, times and a half. My friend, the Bible teaches us that there's a time at the end that he'll gather all. He'll gather all from the four corners or from the four winds of the earth. Brethren, he'll gather all. And there was a day when the disciples themselves come to Christ and they said, what shall be the end of these things? What shall be the end of these things? Brethren, I want you to know that the end brings a new beginning today. It most certainly does. Yes, it does. He says, many, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. He said, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Now, I'm going to say this. You may think, why, preacher, though, we've got a lot of wise men in this world. He ain't talking about the wisdom and the knowledge of the world. No, sir. Brethren, who's the wise he's talking about? I'll tell you. Them that are purified. Them that are made white. And brethren, tried, he said. Tried. There's a lot of folks think that their faith will never be tried. My friend, I beg to differ with you. I believe it will be tried. I believe it does get tried. And brethren, that'll hold the test is them that's born again today. He don't use earthly wisdom. Now listen, he said, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, he says, there shall be 2,000, there shall be 1,290 days. 1,290 days. Now I want you to think about that. Look at that, preacher. Don't mean nothing to me. Well, it will if you'll just listen just a minute. Listen, he said, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. Glory to God. Something, thank God, was going to happen. Yes, it was. Now you listen. He said, but go thy way till the end be. He's talking to Daniel. He said, go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Now think about that. That might not mean much to you either. There's a lot in here that, brethren, it just ain't on the surface. Thank God you gotta dig down just a little bit and find out what Daniel's talking about. Listen to me, folks. Daniel know God, and God know Daniel, and he showed him some things that's coming. There's good things. They made mention there'd be a troublesome time, and they were. Troublesome time. Now, I can't pinpoint exactly every day, but I can pinpoint almost every day. And the reason being, my friend, is how that time was measured. Now you think about it. You say, preacher, we still measure it one day at a time. Yes, we do. But brethren, in the Anno Domini, Domini. Anno Domini. That's the day we're in. We're in 2022 A.D. Preacher, that means after death. No, it don't. The definition, I got it this morning. I've read that before. I've studied it before, my friend, but the year of the Lord. And if you've ever read or even looked at any documentaries and things, sometimes people will get up and they'll read what day they done this, and they'll say 1900 in the year of our Lord. Think about it. Think about it. Now, B.C. means before Christ. But brethren, you think the calendar, my friend, or the day, or how they measured time, B.C. is a little different in A.D. Yes, it is. We got They brought it down, my friend, to the science of it. We have leap year every what? 4 year? We have a leap year every 4 year. Yes, we do. What happens? February the 28th ain't the last day. They make one more day, do they not? The 29th. Yes, they do. So now, you just stay with me for just a minute. So in the B.C., my friend, there's so many days, and then in the A.D., there's so many more. Yes, they are. Now, I ain't going to be able to get it all together. You say, preacher, you're trying to teach us something. You can call it what you want to. It's what I got this morning. Ain't nothing I can do about what I got this morning. Can I tell you something else? Thank God I've already got my portion this morning. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now think about it. If you'll study it, I may be wrong, but I think I'm right. I can't find anything, my friend, that tells me I'm wrong. So I'm going to say I'm right. My friend, it has to do with 42 months. 42 months. I don't know if that means anything to you, but brethren, the Bible teaches us, and I can go find it for you here in just a minute, brethren, that the Gentiles shall trod down the city for 42 months. Go and read it. It's in the book of Revelation. Yes, it is. Brethren, that ain't all. That ain't all. Brethren, about 42 months. Now, 42 months, my friend, is half of seven. Is it not? Brethren, can anybody tell me how long the Lord Jesus Christ preached on this earth? Huh? 3.5 years. 3.5 years, which is 42 months. Thank God. Thank God. You look at it. Why, preacher, I don't know where all that fits. Brethren, it ain't fit yet. Let me get it fit. Huh? Think about it. Brethren, what did he tell Daniel in that he showed Daniel? He said, Daniel, he said, this abomination that maketh desolate, my friend, 1,290. My friend, that is almost 3.5 months. Almost, my friend. Now you listen to me. My friend, there's people that's still waiting on the abomination that maketh desolate. My friend, that I got news for you. It's already happened. It's already come to pass. Thank God you don't believe us. Read it. Get in the scripture, my friend. You'll find the answer today. You most certainly will. Okay? 1,290 days. Almost 3.5 years. Now, if it's like the Anno Domini, if it's like the A.D., my friend, 3.5 months is 1,213. What is it? Let me get it right. 1,375. I can't even read my own writing. Listen, the Bible says, my friend, that it's 1335. Let me get it right. 1335. Preacher, that don't mean nothing. 1290 Brethren, from 13, 35 leaves 45 days. Now that's as close. That's as close as I can get it written. That's as close as I can get it when you write it down. Brethren, this 42 months that the Gentile was going to trod down the city, brethren, has all to do with the time that Christ, my friend, had preached upon this earth. Now think about it. You say, preacher, they didn't do that. The abomination that maketh desolate. People's got all worried about that. I'll come back to this in just a minute. There's 45 days we're looking for. Now think about it. Brethren, and the truth of it is we come up with 50 because of the way they keep time. Brethren, think about it. Anno Domini started not after Christ's death, but my friend, I believe it started when he was born. Real close. Brethren, to when he was born. Think about it. Brethren, the Bible says, you say, preacher, what does that mean to me? Well, you ought to be glad if you come to the 1,300, right? And 5 days, 1335, right? You ought to be glad. You ought to be glad. We're looking for 45 days. 45 days, my friend. The Bible says that Jesus, my friend, was crucified on the cross. You heard a little bit about that this morning. Was he not? My friend, the Bible also says that he appeared unto many. And if you'll read the scriptures, you'll find out that he appeared to several people, and then he also appeared unto about 500 and did many infallible proofs. My friend, the best I can find out, brethren, that he appeared those days was 40 days. Around 40 days, my friend, he appeared to groups. To individuals. After his resurrection. Now brethren, the Holy Ghost wasn't given just automatically when he arose. Get me? Read me? Think about it. Preacher, what do you mean? Brethren, they didn't receive the Holy Ghost the day he come out of the tomb. No, sir. There was many of them, my friend. And the reason he done the infallible truths, and a lot of them he done in the midst of his disciples, was that they might believe that he is the risen Savior. Yes. You say, preacher, there is many arose and went into the city. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. But brethren, they didn't want them to arise till after his resurrection. Not the first one. Not the first one. But listen to me. Brethren, 40 days he spent upon this earth, my friend, and just showing proof. Proof that he was the Messiah. He was Jesus. Thank God it is going back to the Father. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, if you study things outright, do you know what penna means? Penna, Pentecost, penna. Penna is the word for five. Yes, sir. I'm going to say, my friend, that he told his own disciples, he said, you go to Jerusalem. Did he not? I'm going to show you what he done. He said, you go to Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Yes, sir. He says, then shall ye be my witnesses. Did you hear that? Then shall you be my witnesses. What do you mean then, preacher? They couldn't be a confirmed witness until the Holy Ghost come down, my friend. You can go back over in the days of Joel. You can go back over in the days of the prophets. And they prophesied. And Joel prophesied. Brethren, the very words that Peter preached. The very words that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. So we gonna say that the day of Pentecost come in 50 days. Think about it. Think about it. We was looking for 45. Were we not? Brethren, we got close. Has to do with time. B.C. A.D. Think about it. Brethren, the scripture teaches us that on the day of Pentecost, before the day of Pentecost. Let me back up. Brethren, when he told them they'd be witnesses, then shall you be my witnesses. Brethren, he said in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the region or the world. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then, the Bible says that there was some standing by and Jesus left here. Yes, sir. Jesus left here. They saw him leave. And there was some that come to him and said, why stand ye here gazing? Huh? Did they not? This same Jesus shall so come in like manner. Glory to God. Bible says they went over in an upper room. And there was 120 of them present. And that both men and women. Disciples was there. All except Judas. But there was one there that they put in the place of Judas. Yes, they was. Mary, I believe some of the Marys was there. There were several Marys anyway. But there was one important Mary, I'll say. The mother of Jesus. What was she doing in the upper room? Why, preacher, she was the mother of Jesus. Surely she, sisters, she didn't have the Holy Ghost. No, sir. No, sir. It come upon them, but it did not abide with them. Abide. Brethren, that's where that fellowship comes in. Brethren, they wasn't no abiding, my friend, of the Spirit of God under the Old Testament. It came upon them, and then it would go away from them. Yes, it would. It would not abide with them. Brethren, he said, blessed is the man that can come to the 1,335 days. Wait. Is that not what he said? Wait. Brethren, them 45 days of waiting, brethren, paid off. They had some benefits. Thank God for that they believed. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. Brethren, these folks round about have you to believe that all everything that I'm saying to you, they'd have you to believe it's yet to come. Yes, sir. They'll have you to believe. It's preached, and it's preached real regular. My friend, they'll get out the chalkboard. Now, if I have to, I will. You won't be able to read it. But thank God, if I have to, I will. But I've got news for you. I got news for you. Brethren, them days of waiting, thank God, are over today. Yes, they are. We're not waiting. No, sir, we're not waiting. We're not waiting to be clothed upon. No, sir. No, sir. Why, preacher, I'm just a-waiting. Well, what are you waiting on? Huh? What are you waiting on? Brethren, the kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of heaven has come. Thank God. And brethren, he's gathered from all corners of the earth. He's gathered all. Brethren, there's no more. Thank God that Jesus will ever do for this world. He's already done it. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Now, they was in the upper room. And the Bible says that they was a mighty, that it came like a mighty rushing wind. And it sat upon each one of them as cloven tongues of fire. Yes, sir. And the Bible said they began to speak. And every man of all nations, of all people that were present, my friend, they heard them in their own language. Yes, they did. And that day, my friend, some of them said they was drunken. Huh? Yeah, they was drunken. And I believe Peter stood up and said, brethren, these are not drunken as ye suppose. Huh? But he said, this is that was prophesied by the prophet Joel. Yes, sir. That the Holy Ghost would be spread upon all flesh. Yes, sir. That's when it come. That's when, brethren, that's what came after the 1335 days. Think about it. Brethren, it was finished. When Jesus said it was finished, nothing else was going to be done. As far as the earth was concerned. Is that not right? Preacher, it took you a while to figure all this out. No. No, I didn't figure it out. Do you know that? I didn't figure it out. I want to read you some scripture, the Lord being my helper. I understand this morning. I really do. I understand this morning. And I thought, you know, it's amazing to me how the Lord works sometimes, but brethren, you couldn't have heard a better message than a man had ever give than what we heard this morning. I mean that. You know why I mean that, Leroy? Because it come from him. It didn't come from him. Well, I pray. He was the deliverer. I thank God for the deliverer. Yes, sir. I thank God he is able to deliver it. I'm going to tell you something, folks. If it didn't help you, it helped me. There's vitamins in it. Yes, sir. There's some good in it. Yes, they are. And I'll say this. And not because I preached it. If you didn't hear Wednesday night's message, it'd do you good just to go online and look it up. It would. I told them Wednesday night, if I ever wanted to preach a series of a message, that was one of them. But I'm not a series preacher. I don't reckon. I ain't never preached one. Ha! In series. My series runs out in one shot. Do you know that? One time. That's my series. Glory! Preacher, you need to be excited about what you've left us this morning. Folks, I'm not lying to you. I'm not trying to tell you what to believe. I'm going to try to give you enough scripture. Thank God, read it for yourself today. It'll do you good. You may think, well, preacher, Revelation's just so far over my head, I can't never get nothing out of it. Brethren, quit letting it be up here. Huh? Let it be right here and ask the Lord just to give you a little insight. I believe with all my heart, brethren, that Paul preached the full gospel. I do. I believe he preached the full gospel. Preacher, I can understand what Paul said. Well, John the Revelator didn't say nothing no different. He didn't preach it no different, but it's a type writing it is. It's an apocalyptic writing. And it's signs and symbols is what John used. And the truth of it is he used that because of the enemy. Yes, sir. Where the enemy, my friend, couldn't take. It's just like a cipher. It's just like a code, my friend. And thank God you just gotta know the code. Woo! And you can. Thank God Jesus will give it to you. Yes, he will. I'm going to read just a little bit of it. Lord help us. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I'm going to tell you something this morning. You say, preacher, I'm just a babe. Well, I'll say this. We ain't got a house full of babes. You hear me? We ain't got a house full of babes. And if nothing else, maybe it'll get your curiosity. My friend, just your curiosity. Maybe it'll get you, my friend, are thinking enough that I'm going to read that. I'm going to read that. That sounds like it might work. Thank God it might work. It will work. Let God get at it for you. He'll show you. Did you know that he did not withhold any good thing from his people? He's not going to today. No, sir, I can't help it. I cannot help it. Brethren, we may not have an Abraham sitting in the house. We may not have a Moses. We may not have an Elijah. We may not have an Elisha. We may not have a Peter or John or James or Paul. But thank God we got a Bruce. We got a Leroy. We got a Jeff. We got Robert. We got Danny. We got Tanner. And we got Steve. You know, we've got a house full that God would like to talk to. Glory to God! Glory to God! Sometimes, folks, he just likes to hear a Do you know that? Sometimes, he just likes to hear a grunt. Thank God! Somebody, thank God! Say amen! To what God said. I can preach without them. You know that. If the Lord comes on the scene. That didn't cost you nothing. I'm bringing my remarks to a close. You say, preacher, that's got to be the strangest message I ever heard in my life. It may be. Do you know what he told Daniel? He said, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But Daniel, go thy way till the end be. for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Huh? He wasn't going to forget Daniel. Do you know that? He wasn't going to forget him. I'm going to read you a little scripture. If I can. If I can find it. I don't know altogether. Y'all want me to preach to you a little bit out of Malachi? I can. There's some things that goes right along with it. Yes, they are. Y'all have heard this scripture, but I just want to show you that I've not lost my mind here, folks. No, sir. Y'all have heard this scripture, the sowing of the good seed. You've heard it. I'm not going to read all of it. He said, as therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Okay? The Son of Man shall send. This is St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, 41st verse. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity. You hear that? 24:31. If I can find it. I ain't got these things. These too much. I'll be honest with you. Folks. Sometimes I get it so fast I can't write it down quick enough. And I lose it. And then shall appear, this is the 24th chapter, the 30th and the 31st verse. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. You hear? And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Did you hear that? 25:32. Well, I'll read 31:32. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Do you hear that? And before him all shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Did you get that? St. Mark, 13th chapter, 27th verse. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth, and of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. There's a gathering, are they not? Is that not what Daniel said? I can find it right quick. I don't know. These other few verses that I'll read to you. I'm going to read a couple of verses, if I can, out of the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter. This is where the woman appeared, and she was clothed with the sun and the moon. Preacher, I just ain't getting much out of your message this morning. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. It's one reason, and you don't take this wrong, but it's one reason you don't hear me preach like this on Sunday morning. Do you know that? I'm not an idiot. You're not an idiot. I'm not trying to say that you don't know what I know. That ain't what I'm trying to say. But what I do know this morning, my friend, is that a lot of people don't have the understanding. They've listened, sad to say, they've listened to them, my friend, that'll use the chalk. And them that tells you, well, I've heard it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to still hear it's coming. You're going to still hear it's coming. All I'm asking you this morning as a congregation is you search it out. You search it out. I'm not trying to tell you a false truth, but I know what I see. I know what I see in the scriptures, brethren, but I'm just giving you a few little old things to look at. But they'll all, if you'll read them, my friend, you'll find out that they'll just line right up. They will. 12th chapter. If I can find it right quick. And the woman fled into the wilderness. This is the woman that was with a child. If you'll have it, it was the church. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Did you hear that? 12th chapter also, if I can find it. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. I got to be sure. And to the woman, well, when the dragon saw that he was cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness. Listen. Into her place where she is nourished for a time, times, and half a time. Y'all hear that? I didn't write that. I just want to be sure y'all heard that. Now, war. People think that there's no war going on. They're looking for Armageddon. That's what they're looking for. Preacher, it's after a while. Well, you've really lost me now, preacher. I'm going to tell you something. There was war. That's what this 12th chapter was talking about. That dragon, my friend, made war. He could not overcome Jesus. Therefore, he tried to overcome the church. Did I not read it to you that she is given wings and she is nourished for a time, times and a half a time? What did Daniel say? 12th chapter. What did he talk about? That war. Listen, that war. And another angel come out from the altar, which had power over fire, cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Are fully ripe. Thank God. Listen, and the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. That's 14th chapter, 18th, 19th verse. Battle. Listen, 16th chapter. War. 17th chapter will show you about Babylon. I can't get enough of it out for you. 16th chapter, if I can find right fast. For they, listen, and I saw 13th verse, 16th chapter, 13th and 14th verse, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits. He told you where they are. I'm not looking for a frog. I'm not looking for a dragon. I'm not looking for a beast. My friend, they're all the same. They ain't nothing but false spirits and false prophets that come out against the church. And they're very much alive today. Yes, they are. For they are the spirits of devils. That's what it said. They are the spirits of the devil, working miracles, which go forth unto kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you something, that Jesus has overcome the world. Have you not? Have you not? 17th and 18th chapters, very worthy of reading. 1 through 22, book of Revelation. Read it. Read it. I believe you'll find, my friend, that it shows a different picture than what we're hearing. Mostly. I'm fixing to say something that I really don't want to say. But it's the truth. It's the truth. It's a quote, I think. But I got to get it just right. It's a quote. It's a quote from, just to be honest with you, a movie. I can't remember which one, but it's a quote. But I got to get it right. I'm going to tell it to you here in a minute. I got to get it right. It comes over and over and over to me. Did y'all hear this man preach this morning? I know you did. Silence, my friend, ain't always a good thing. Silence ain't always a good thing. I'm the world's worst to be telling you this. Really? I'm the world's worst. I keep silent too much. But I just do things differently. And sometimes it's not a good thing. And sometimes I'll weigh things out when I ought to just say. But there's a lot of times that I probably said that I ought to weigh them out. But I'm built different. It's not. But silence sometimes not a good thing. Well, preacher, I've said it several times this morning, and it's directed directly to me. I'll take it and try to do better, because it's come and it's come and it's come. But the quotation was that they're believing what they hear because that's all they hear. You get that? They believing what they hear. They believe in a lot of this other stuff because that's all they hear. That I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about you. That's on me. Do you know that? It's on me. If I didn't preach what I preached to you this morning, brethren, that's on me. It is. It's on me. I've asked questions. I question the Lord and I get a hold of things like this. I say, Lord, I ain't good enough. I just can't put it all together like I would like to or need to. But I'm trying to be just as plain and just on a standard level. You know what I mean? This ain't over your head, folks. This ain't over your head. Well, I pray, there's a lot of things in Revelation I don't understand. Can I tell you something? You go with what you do understand. Go with what you got. I'll tell you about the others. You know what'll happen? After a while, it'll begin to blend in. You say, well, why didn't I see that? Huh? Why didn't I see that? Folks, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm going to try my best. This probably ain't going to be the last time I preach on some of this stuff. You know that? And I know it's hard to put it all together. And I'm just like this. Folks, I did not. I preached for 10 years, never read in the book of Revelation. Never did. It didn't bother me. People ask me something. I said, well, I don't know. You mean you told them you didn't know? I told them I didn't know. It never bothered me. But one day the Lord impressed me. He got to dealing with me. And he said, you need to read in that book. You need to get in that book. Yeah. And you know what? I did. I know less today than I did then. It's a good book. It's a wonderful book. It most certainly is. Yes, there was warfare. You can come get a verse of a song. I don't know people's heart today. We'll give them an opportunity. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come, gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. There's some things to study on, folks. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Do you know who him that sat on the horse was? You know who. I'll leave that like it is. And shall go out, it said, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Yes, there's a warfare. Yes, we got a God that's able to overcome. He did overcome. And I do believe that he can still help me and you overcome as we go down this journey. That's the message.